Welcome to the September edition of TMS's Presidential Interview Series, a supplement to the monthly Presidential Perspectives column published in JOM. I'm Kelly Zappas, and today I am talking with 2008 TMS President Daron Apelian. Now, in this month's Presidential Perspectives column, you look at best practice governance requirements and the TMS response, and you describe the work of an ad hoc TMS governance committee. Why do you think that TMS decided to take on this project of updating policies and governance practices for the society?
Well, it's a very good question, and the answer is a very simple one. Our bylaws were not current. Our policies were not kept up with our practices, and it was just time for us to do a complete review of all of our manuals, policies, bylaws, where we stand, and. And most importantly, there has been, since 2001, 2002, there's a law, Sarbanes-Oxley law for profit corporations. Even though we're a nonprofit, the Sarbanes-Oxley law mandates that organizations, again, this is mostly for profit corporations, mandates that corporations have the way they behave, the way they practice their rules and regulations be transparent. And I think many nonprofits, including universities, including societies and organizations, nonprofits are abiding by the principles of the Sarbanes-Oxley, which are such good principles, you know, being transparent, defining how you're going to operate and what your practices are, and having all that be apparent to everybody so that everybody knows how we work. Is just the right thing to do. It's something that everybody expects that it's done that way. But anyway, our bylaws are also a contract between the members and the board of directors. The board of directors really represent the members and work for the membership of TMS. And the bylaws are that agreement between the members and the board. And that was not current. And it was just high noon for us to review all of the bylaws, make sure that not only does it fit within the principles of Sarbanes-Oxley, but also that it meets Pennsylvania law where TMS is established. It's a nonprofit organization in Pennsylvania, and it's got to meet Pennsylvania laws, and we're also delinquent in many of those as well. So a lot of detail, as they say, you know, God is in the detail. A lot of detail involved here, but I think the ad hoc committee that was chaired and led by Rob Wagner, past president of TMS, and Wayne Jones, another past president of TMS, Ray Peterson, who's going to be president in 2009, and Rusty Gray, who's going to be president in 2010. It was really the past leadership and the future leadership that I was able to recruit and bring together and say, hey, fellas, get this going. And I think we're really in good shape now. This was presented to the board in July and unanimously approved. I'm very happy that it's a messy kind of a process, you know. It's not the kind of thing that people get excited about doing, but it's really detail-oriented, messy. But now that it's done and over with, we're very happy that we did it. Another aspect of this, in addition to the Pennsylvania law and Sarbanes-Oxley, is making sure that we have document retention and destruction policies in place, that everything is digitized, everything is is retained, and ensured that it's always there, and also how do you update it. All of those have been addressed. So I'm happy we did it, and it's behind us, and I want to thank the ad hoc committee immensely for their great work, and Rob Wagner specifically.
Okay. Now, how do you think that this project will impact the way that TMS serves its members? What will the members see from this?
Well, that's a more difficult question than the first question you posed. Probably on a day-to-day basis, our members are not going to see a big difference, except to know that the leadership of TMS and that the board that represents the membership, and that the staff and the executive director and the leadership at TMS have taken on this responsibility and have executed it properly, so that the rules and the way we operate and all our policies are transparent, and that we are the kind of organization that our members would expect that we are. In other words, I think from a day-to-day operation, the members are not going to see a difference, to be honest. You know, what we do now is going to continue on with all of our initiatives in leading as well as serving the community, the material science and engineering community. I don't think those things are not going to change, except for the membership to know that the board, on behalf of the membership, as well as the leadership at TMS, have taken on a very difficult task of looking at all of the details of our bylaws, our policies, updating it, and ensuring that there is document retention and destruction policies in place. So I think the members should be very proud that the board on their behalf and the leadership have taken on this task, and they've done it.
Good. Okay. Now, your Presidential Perspectives column this month, it also acts as an introduction to the new TMS bylaws, which are published in the September issue of JOM. Why do you think it's important that members look at the bylaws and respond to them and sort of give you feedback on what they think?
I think it's important is not the right word. I think it's really crucial that the members take this seriously. A lot of work has gone into it, and as I said, the bylaws, which is featured in this JOM issue of, I believe, September issue, with a little preface by me, is really the agreement between the members and the board of directors. And the board of directors represents the membership, works on behalf of the members, and I think it's really crucial for the members to take a look at this agreement and ratify it. You know, the board of the bylaws are not going to be the bylaws unless it's ratified by the members. It's that simple. So the membership has to ratify the bylaws for them to be enacted upon, to be approved, for them to be our bylaws. So right now it's really just a draft set of bylaws, and it's crucial that the members review it and vote, and it's a very simple process. It takes a few seconds of voting. It may take, depending how fast a reader you are, it's not that many pages, but a quick review of the bylaws is really requested, and I would be very appreciative to our members if they would do so.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for explaining this to us.
Sure.
And we look forward to speaking with you again in October.
Hey, thank you.